A lecturer at the University of Development Studies, Professor Saad Ditu, has emphasized the need for farmers to blend the traditional system of agriculture with the modern and improved methods of farming to help preserve available nutrients in the soil. He argued that the frequent use of agrochemicals and inorganic manure on crops often destroys the smaller living organisms in the soil and cause the soil to lose its fertility. Professor Ditu was speaking at the launch of the NAPDAM participatory video dissemination workshop in Bolgatanga. A report by Isaac Esari.
The participatory video dissemination workshop titled Tinayan, which literally means we can, was filmed and produced by a community member from Damogo and Sakoti, both predominantly farming communities in the NAPDAM district of the Upper East region. The video shares the story of how farmers in these communities are using homegrown sustainable solutions to address major land and environmental management challenges facing them. It is an outcome of an ongoing water, land and ecosystem collaborative research project jointly undertaken by the University of Development Studies and the Association of Chair Development Projects, ACDEP, in Tamale, with partnership from the International Center for Tropical Agriculture, SIAT, in Nairobi, Kenya, and the International Union for the Conservation of Nature, IUCN, in Ouagadougou, Burkina Faso. Mr. Joseph Incho of ACDEP gave some insights into the project.
Previously, what we have known about projects is that ideas have been hatched from above and come and taught us the best solutions. And they have failed because we have not taken into consideration the farmers' practices. We've not taken into consideration what institutions have done that have worked well. So the purpose of the platforms is to ensure that we have effective engagement of community members and then institutional stakeholders on the project so that we can derive what they have done that have worked. And then build on that and send it back, and that can sustainably address the challenges that farmers are facing.
The savanna areas of the country are gradually losing rich arable farmlands to poor environmental practices, including water and land pollution, soil erosion, siltation of rivers, and illegal tree felling. Professor Saad Ditu of the UDS, however, believed that the fertility of the soil can much be sustained if farmers are given the opportunity to blend all the existing methods of farming.
We know inorganic fertilizer is good, but if you use it for a long time, you will realize that it cannot do what organic fertilizer does. So we are saying that the things that we left behind, what our forefathers taught us, we are now realizing that some of them are very good, and therefore we should try and use those ones. The farmers already know what I'm talking about. It is we so-called agriculturists who are still forcing some things on them. And we call them illiterate, ignorant, and so on. Meanwhile, we know that these things they are doing are correct. So we are now coming back to say, oh, yes, we made some mistakes in the past because we didn't know. Can we now go back and marry the two? We are not saying that everything that we have learned or us that came from science is bad. No, a lot of things are good. We can even improve upon what they are doing.
Launching the project, the Upper East Regional Minister Albert Abongo commended the top-level researchers for exposing smallholder farmers to best solutions and also assisting them to produce participatory videos for knowledge sharing and awareness creation.